Dear Editor, Letters, petition growing against new proposed location for Steveston bus loop, December 4th. I would like say that the fact that the city has said that there would be no infrastructure upgrades to the area they are proposing the new loop is crazy, and would indeed make it extremely unsafe. There have already been a few accidents involving pedestrians and TransLink buses along Chatham Street throughout the years. My question is, why did they not include this loop in the plans with the new Steveston Community Center? This is an amazing time to provide this community with a safe option to use transit all while keeping pedestrians and motorists safe. It really would not take much to make it work. I looked into this and City Council rejected a plan from TransLink in July 2019. Bill McNulty said, the city should not share its property with TransLink. I really think that we need to send a message to TransLink that they are not going to get anything in Richmond for nothing. They had opportunities over the years to purchase Steveston Harbor Authority land and they didn't. We need a permanent solution in Steveston for transit that keeps people safe rather than this band-aid solution they are proposing. Alex Sagert, Steveston. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.